Welcome to Crafting Solutions to Conflict, a podcast exploring how to deal effectively with conflict, actual and potential, good and bad. Engaging guests discuss a range of insights, and I cover tips and topics based on my 35-year fascination with conflict and my experience helping people with it. I'm your host, Jane Bettel, and my goal is to share a perspective on conflict that is both practical and positive. Same storm, different boats. You may have heard that we're all in this together regarding the global pandemic of COVID-19. Yet that very positive sentiment can, all by itself, create conflict. But why? All the way back in April, a columnist named Damien Barr offered a poem that seems to capture some of the disconnect. He posted his poem on Twitter, and it caught the attention of many. And more than a few of those have used the words to support a particular concern. But let's stick with the original comprehensive idea. I'll set the poem out in full in the episode notes, but here are a few key lines. I heard that we are in the same boat, but it's not that. We are in the same storm, but not in the same boat. Your ship can be shipwrecked, and mine might not be, or vice versa. We are going through a time when our perceptions and needs are completely different, and each one will emerge in his own way from that storm. Let us not judge the one who lacks as well as the one who exceeds him. We are on different ships, looking to survive. Let everyone navigate their route with respect, empathy, and responsibility. Well said. As the pandemic has continued to grind on, we have heard a lot about conflict between individuals, between formal organizations or institutions, between informal groups, and more. I think that Damien Barr's insights help us understand the conflict better. We certainly are in a storm, and some are so clearly shipwrecked, financially, physically, emotionally. Others appear to be unscathed at this moment. Condemning someone in either situation is unproductive. As Damien Barr phrases it, our perceptions and needs are completely different. Different perceptions and needs don't necessarily require one set to be wrong. They may simply be different. My perception of a situation and the needs I feel for myself and those important to me may be quite different from your perceptions and needs. Moreover, my perception of your need may be completely off base. What I see on the surface may be deeply misleading, in part because we exhibit or hide our personal stress in a variety of ways. So yes, let us not judge, and instead embrace respect, empathy, and responsibility. We might even find common ground and work together. Not perfectly, but more productively. And ride through these rough seas in a better spirit of collaboration and creativity. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the Crafting Solutions to Conflict podcast, please share it, leave a rating or review, subscribe through one of the major apps. For anyone new to podcasts, here's something you may not know. Subscribing is free. You can also find the show at craftingsolutionstoconflict.com. Comments or ideas? Let me know. Until next time, I'm Jane Bettle.